'Twas by the Ganner's leafy grove, where werble beast did snare and rove, the cripple snatch, with eyes aglow, set forth where grungy shadows grow. Oh, beware the cripple snatch, my friend, with claws that snick and teeth that rend. It slithers, slunks, and slyly creeps through misty vales and mountain steeps. The hero's blade, the snicker snack, gleamed bright upon his armored back. He sought the flibberjig, they say, that terrorized both night and day. Oh, beware the gribble snatch, my friend, with claws that snick and teeth that rend. It slithers, slunks, and slyly creeps through misty vales and mountain steeps. The hero's blade, the snicker snack, gleamed bright upon his armored back. He sought the flibberjig, they say, that terrorized both night and day. Woods and tulgy dells, where vorpal creatures cast their spells, the cripple snatch did slink and slide, his quarry scent he did abide. Oh, beware the cripple snatch, my friend, with claws that snick and teeth that rend. It slithers, slunks, and slyly creeps through misty vales and mountain steeps. At last they met on Tumtum Hill. The air grew thick, the wind fell still. The flibberjig, with eyes aflame, prepared to play its deadly game. Oh, beware the cripple snatch, my friend, with claws that snick and teeth that rend. It slithers, slunks, and slyly creeps through misty vales and mountain steeps. They fought with fury, might, and main. Their battle shook the window pane. The cripple snatch, with one great blow, did lay the fearsome beast full low. At last they met on Tumtum Hill. The air grew thick, the wind fell still. The flibberjig, with eyes aflame, prepared to play its deadly game. They fought with fury, might, and main. Their battle shook the window pane. The cripple snatch, with one great blow, did lay the fearsome beast full low. Victorious our hero strode back down the long and winding road. The slithy grove rang out with cheer, for cripple snatch had conquered fear. Oh, hail the mighty cripple snatch, my friend, whose bravery did evil rend. He slithered, slunk, and slyly crept, and now in peace the land has slept.